Now to that obituary in the Redwood Falls Gazette in tiny Redwood Falls, Minnesota, on the passing of 80-year-old Kathleen Denlow. We'll post it, but basically it says, Kathleen married Dennis in 1957 and had two children, then became pregnant by her husband's brother and abandoned her children. She will not be missed by her children, who understand this is a better world without her. Ouch. Heather Lendes wrote the book on obituaries. It's called Find the Good. She's in Haines, Alaska. Heather, have you ever seen one this bad?
Yes, I think so. Maybe worse. And this one at least was brief.
There's that to it. Well, as we told you when we spoke back in 2015, we read obituaries. And here's one recently, 2017, for Leslie Ray Charping on the Carn Funeral Home website in Houston. Leslie was surprisingly intelligent. However, he lacked ambition to do anything more than be reckless and squander the family savings. His hobbies included being abusive to his family. Now, his daughter said she wasn't sorry because she needed to tell the truth. I mean, is that what you find is behind these? Really, it's almost like revenge obituaries.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of them. An obituary is a death announcement in the paper with a biography. I don't think there's any reason to pass judgment. If there's nothing nice to say, you just stick to the basic biographical outline and leave it at that.
Well, you know, when you come to Kathleen Denlow's, the speculation is that one of her children did write it, and another relative who's not talking now said, you know, there's more to the story than that. But if you're the child of someone who indeed left you as a child and became pregnant by your uncle and had another family in another state, you know, maybe it's cathartic.
I guess. I mean, after I read it, I just felt sad for everyone, for the mother, for her children, for the family, her friends, you know. And I also wondered, what about the other child? Were there more? Did Kathleen marry her brother-in-law and have a good life in California? You know, was it a disastrous affair that she never recovered from? And the idea that, you know, 50 years later, her grown children were still so hurt and so angry about it made me... I don't know. I was just sorry.
Well, this is what we love about you and why we highly recommend your book, Find the Good, because obituaries are these compelling stories that pull us in and we want to know more about the families while we're feeling for their humanity. And I rush to tell you that in all the comments that came after this, there were people who were standing up for Kathleen Denlow. In fact, one woman from Redwood Falls said she wanted to host a celebration of the deceased woman's life at her home. So maybe, in fact, a negative obituary can evoke another response as well.
In many ways, it mirrors the op-ed pages, I guess. And, you know, it just seems to me that the world, you know, needs a lot more love and understanding and kindness, not meanness, which is not to say that you have to be dishonest in an obituary. And I think that if I had been the editor, I would have talked to the children about their choice of words. And if they insisted on including, you know, this sentiment, would have tried to find someone who had a good relationship with her to comment. You know, her sister. It said she lived with her sister or a neighbor.
Author Heather Lendy, her book about obituaries, again, it's just wonderful. It's called Find the Good. Heather, thank you.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me.